EOCs, the end of course exams, those are going to be exams that are administered this year for only freshman level courses. These exams are going to be phased in over the course of the next 3 years. Next year it will be freshman and sophomore level. The following year, freshman, sophomore, junior, and then the year after that, it will be all four high school level courses, and they're in the core subjects: math, English, science, social studies, and basically, it's an end of course exam. It's going to test you. If you take Algebra 1, you're going to take the Algebra 1 end of course exam, and it's going to test you on whether or not you know the material. By state law. This is a little bit of a wrinkle that the state threw us that all school districts had to work through. But by state law, the end of course exam has to count for 15% of your grade for the course.
Does this kind of compare to a college final then?
It is kind of a final exam. Yeah. I mean, it's an end of course exam, final exam. It covers all the material that you learned up to that point. And we've had to develop and tweak our grading guidelines a little bit because, you know, these exams are given probably 3 to 4 weeks before the end of school. So what do? You take an end-of-course exam a month before school's out. What do you do the rest of the 3 or 4 weeks that you have left in school? So we've developed some grading guidelines and some procedures where, you know, we'll still have class the last 3 weeks of school. There'll be a test at the end of those last 3 or 4 weeks that's going to cover the material that was taught in those prior 3 to 4 weeks. And most likely that information that's learned in the last 3 to 4 weeks will help prepare the students to get ready for the next course that they're going to take the following year. And so I could go talk about this all day about how the grading guidelines, about how the 15% is going to affect whether you get course credit or you have to retake the exam or if it brings your average down to 68, will you still get course credit? Do you still have to take the exam? There's all types of different scenarios out there, but we've got those outlined. Our counselors are well-versed in it, and they'll be able to help the students and the parents muddle through all of that.